Welcome, everybody, to another segment here. We're bringing to the Chop Sports Podcast. This is a new thing we're going to do on every Thursday night. We're going to call it the Chop 3 Facebook posts inside of Chop Sports Facebook group. And, of course, this segment is brought to you by Body Bronze Tanning Salon in Colonial, New Jersey, along with, what was the other one, Chris?
Bella Beach Tanning in Homedale.
Bella Beach Tanning in Homedale. And also brought to you by the next three tanning salons that Mike DeCrosta decides to purchase within the next, inside of, I don't know, 2 years.
Coming to a county in New Jersey near you.
So, but what we're going to be doing on this is basically doing exactly what the business name is. We're going to be chopping up the Chop 3 Facebook post that we see throughout the week. Look, there's going to be some with some traction, some with no traction, some with interaction, some with a lot of hatred, some with, you know, we also, I do want to remind guys, let's keep it clean, keep it classy. You know, you can debate, just don't take any personal jabs. Nobody's wives need to be brought into this or anything like that. So
unless they want to be.
Unless they want to be, right, absolutely. So we found three, and I think they're a nice three. Within the last, so we didn't take the last week. We took the last whatever. We kind of just scrolled through.
We kind of had open season
this time. We did.
But now that we have this thing going, we create a nice little competition. We want to see some performance, especially at it. Well, we're not going to drop any names yet.
Yeah,
we'll
no, definitely. We definitely have a lot of things in the works, but something like this is really cool, and it's good. It's relaxing debate, and it's something that me and you obviously do on a daily basis anyway, so why not?
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Right. Well, we typically don't. We do chime in on some of these lists, but then, like, this is going to give more people the ability to listen to this and then redo the list, you know, kind of redo it over. So we'll start with the first one. All right. This was something that was posted, I think, a week ago by a Stephen Fogmeg.
The Fog. He was in a fog when he fucking wrote this list, I think.
You think this is his list? Absolutely his list?
This is the top five quarterbacks?
No. This is the top 10 ringless NFL quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. I think this is his list.
So you think it's his? Okay.
I'll get to why in a second.
All right. So I'm looking at this list. It's been commented over and over again. They say, should we go from the bottom? No, let's start at the top. Like, because obviously that's what we're all about. Top, chop, all that good stuff. We'll probably get our tongues twisted all over the place.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying that the top of the list
is Dan Marino.
Dan Marino.
That's not even like, there's
no
debate.
If you have something to say about that, then you're just don't like Ace Ventura. Laces out, Dan.
Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rotten hell. That was the little old lady.
That's great.
I know my movies. So Dan Marino, clear cut. That's the guy. Like, there's no debate. Coming up at number two on this list, according to the Fog, Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly went to four Super Bowls. No. Did he go to all four? No.
Yeah, four straight.
But he was in all four?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Frank
Reich brought them back, but Jim Kelly played that game.
So Jim Kelly, I know Jim Kelly lost to Dallas twice, but did he lose to the Giants and the other one too?
Yeah.
Wow. Then he has to be on this list just based off of being in four.
The Redskins, I think it was the Mark Rippon.
Was it Doug Williams?
No, I think it was the Mark Rippon
year. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, Jim Kelly, I mean, being there four times, there's ringless, and then there's Jim Kelly, I guess, really. Like, Dan Marino, I guess, is the best quarterback.
Thank God Rodgers got that fucking one.
He would be soaring past this list. So, all right, so you're okay with Jim Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool. Number three on this list, Randall Cunningham.
This is why I say that. You know, I kind of agree to a degree, Randall Cunningham, but mm-hmm. This is why I say that he made the list, because I know he's an Eagles fan, and he has to have a lot of
So he put the two guys in front of him just to make sure he's like, you know what? They'll never know.
Exactly. Hey, I think Randall Cunningham doesn't get enough respect personally. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. He was the real first, I wouldn't say first, but he changed the game before anyone else did.
As far as what, mobile running quarterbacks?
Mobile running quarterbacks.
Forget
the fucking mobile running quarterbacks thing, because he brought that to the table, but Randall Cunningham could fucking flick the ball.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Even in his later years with Minnesota, when he couldn't run as much.
Oh, fuck that guy. I didn't like the Minnesota Randall Cunningham. What are you talking about, dude? Like,
Carter, Moss, my God. Like, I know he ruined a couple Cowboys. I think he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was the quarterback of that Cowboys.
And I'm not to bring
Vikings
this up
game where Moss had like 400 yards receiving in his rookie year.
Yeah, and all he did was throw the ball deep. And if he didn't have to throw it deep, he got to take off. Right. It was a hard offense to stop.
Oh, I hate that.
Was that the Seahorn year? The Jason Seahorn? They got fucking skunked in the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah. So, all right, Randall, I guess he deserves to be on there. Number four is a guy I can't speak much of because I didn't really watch play.
Oh, man, these Vikings.
Fran Tarkenton, yeah.
My dad had a lot of great things to say about Fran Tarkenton. I've obviously never seen him play, but he was another one that was kind of a mobile quarterback, you know, before. That's what I was getting at. You know, he wasn't, Cunningham wasn't the first to do it. Tarkenton, you look at those numbers, they're gaudy.
Right.
Some of those numbers are really gaudy. He was the guy, I think, that Marino broke his career touchdown. He had all the records.
Okay, and then Marino came in. Before all
the new age guys crushed him. Yeah.
Yeah. And Marino was doing it with no running game and no receivers. I'm telling you right now, the only receivers I can possibly remember Marino having is like OJ McDuffie and like I don't even know. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Phillip Rivers.
Hey, OJ McDuffie, Penn State.
Yeah. Fred Barnett. Yeah. They had a bunch of guys back in the 90s. Phillip Rivers. He's literally just retiring this year. Says he's done. He's not going to be a Favre and come back. He's going to go put together a football team with all 18 of his kids. So, like, I think that he definitely belongs on this list, but does he belong above the other guys?
No
like,
way.
We have Warren above. Moon, Dan Fouts, Steve McNair, Mike like Vick. You know
you
what
got,
I'm saying?
You got at least, what, one, two Hall of Famers on this list below him.
Yeah, so Hall of Famers got to be moved up.
You know, Warren Moon's got to be moved up, I believe, even higher than who he has third in Randall Cunningham. Like, Warren Moon's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Dan Fouts. Dan Fouts is in the Hall of Fame, right?
I'm pretty sure. He's annoying. I could be wrong.
He's annoying.
Very annoying.
But he's I guess
terrible broadcaster.
That was like the Eric Coryell Chargers, right? They were like the first West Coast offense back in the day, I believe.
Pretty sure Winslow was on that team.
Yeah, they had a very solid
Mike. What the hell? All right, I'm fast forwarding over.
But fuck this. Let's go back to, I don't mean to cut you off, but like looking at this list, I don't really see any current players. Right?
Well,
I,
Rivers is the closest thing to a current player because he's retiring
right.
this year.
But you, who would you put out of the current players that are...
If I had it off the top of my head, I like Matt Ryan. He hasn't won a ring.
I don't like Matt Ryan, but I get what you're saying. Like he's, yeah. He might belong on the list.
He belongs on his list. Matt Stafford.
Stafford.
Right?
Yo, I mean, bro, what the fuck they got? Was it Jim or Chris?
Well, they got Chris Everett. Chris Everett's on this list.
We're going to put Chris Everett on the list. We got to throw your boy on there.
Romo?
Yeah.
100%. Like, dude, we'll get into Romo because he's on our next list, but damn, bro. Like, for Romo's years there, 2014, when Dez caught it, yes, he caught it.
Trying to think of anybody else that, like Donovan McNabb, you know,
he was there.
He
I mean, yeah.
Four NFC title games as
he
well.
He also threw up everywhere on that one title game. Yeah. T.O., man, did T.O. rip into him. But all right, so that's, again, a great list.
A great debated. List. Great post.
I did great post. Again,
The Fog.
Good job. Good job on
keep
that
it
one.
Coming on the post, Fog.
We stay with football. The next one was posted by Eric Krensky. This one got a lot of
Krensky.
I've known him forever. He used to follow me in my destruction days. But shout out to that wrestler that never made it. But I'm talking now the top 20 quarterbacks of the 21st century list. There was literally 20 of them, so we can't really go nuts. But you guys have seen this list. And it's very debatable. A lot of people are interchanging parts. All right. So there's a lot of guys like, well, this guy deserves to be two slots up. This guy deserves. So now I'm going to put you right on the spot. Top 20 quarterbacks, 21st century. Number one is who, Chris? Do it.
Dead silence.
Crickets, silence. But seriously.
Aaron Rodgers.
All right. You want to hear this? Now, this isn't based off of Super Bowl wins, right? This says top quarterbacks of the 21st century. I agree with you. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the 21st century.
Bro, we just became best friends.
I know.
Again.
I'm telling you, quarterback, pound for pound, throwing the ball, on the run, decision making, lights out, electric plays, Hail Marys, all this shit.
I think that he is the best quarterback of any century. All time.
You think he's the best?
But we're not going to get
into this. Yeah, we can't do that. That's another day.
Run this back. Tom Brady, you could split up his career in the 21st century, and he's probably makes this list three times.
Okay.
As sad as that is for me to admit.
Are you okay with a top three, like the top three interchangeable parts of the Rodgers, Brady, Manning? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then we're moving. You could throw Breeze in. Only because he has like a bigger body of work in this century,
I guess, yeah.
And that by two seasons or three seasons over Rodgers.
Right, okay.
But I'm never going to put Drew Brees on any list over Aaron Rodgers. Fuck that. So
yeah, I mean, I'll give Drew Brees a top five.
Yeah.
But the one guy I want to move up a lot is sitting at number 10 on this list. That's Brett Favre.
Yeah.
He's my favorite quarterback ever that didn't wear a star on his helmet. Brett Favre was my guy. I think that he deserves to at least be top five on this list, if not literally four, where Breeze would go. I would literally put two Packers in this list. I know you're like, pound it, bro.
We just threw a pound. Video's coming soon.
Yeah, so. Videos will be coming soon, but we're this close. We're literally just shooting shit right now. But I think that Rodgers number one, Favre number four. And then I would put Brady number two, Manning number three, and then Breeze number five. Now, as you get to that second tier, you got Eli Manning.
This is when the conversation really starts.
Yeah, this is where it went nuts. Eli, in that second row, let's just take Eli, Russ, Rivers, Matt Ryan, and then there's Brett Favre. I think Russ, pound for pound, is a really good quarterback. I'm taking Russ to at least
over
go
anyone
over.
Else on that list.
Me too. And me too.
If I'm being honest, if we're just talking on pure ability, where the fuck is Pat Mahomes? People are talking like he's a Hall of Famer already.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If he retired already,
that's a good point that they're bringing up this list.
On this list, like I'm talking about, Mahomes belongs in the top 10 of this list. This top 20 of this list is a fucking joke. Carson Palmer, Alex Smith.
Sorry, Joe Flacco, my man.
He's got a Super Bowl ring.
Who gives a shit? So does Trent Dilfer.
Kurt Warner even like is way too low.
I think Kurt Warner was a sound quarterback.
Carson Palmer doesn't deserve
to be around here.
Kurt Warner's an all time great.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
easily. And you know, again, we talked about him before. Number 18 on this list, Tony Romo, my man. Like Tony Romo. All right,
the goat in the booth.
Listen, here's what I'm gonna say. As we wrap this list up, I'll say this. In front of Romo, this is where I'll stop. Ready? Romo is better than Joe Flacco, Mike Vick, Alex Smith, Carson Palmer. I believe he's better than Donovan McNabb. He's probably debatable with Carson. He's probably debatable with Cam Newton.
I think McNabb is way better than Cam.
All right. Fine. But
we got to reel it in.
And then he's better than Matt Stafford. So I think, honestly, to put Romo in the second row, the end of the second row. Who's better, right? Oh, Kurt Warner will get up there. You take out Matt Ryan. There's a lot of interchangeable parts, and that's what a lot of guys did on the Chop Sports Facebook group. Romo, he doesn't get a lot of respect, and it's only because they're saying he's fragile, he gets hurt,
Romo got hurt a lot, but he was a tough motherfucker. I watched him play through crazy injuries.
Bro, he punctured a lung and beat the 49ers. Like, he came back, he broke his ribs, came back, same game. You don't do that anymore.
I believe he's from Green Bay.
Yes.
So three Green Bay
Three Green Bay guys. We'll move on to the next one. And this
some fun with this list. I like this list.
This list is great. And it's a shout out.
Shout him out. Ray, my boy Ray. Welcome to the club, baby.
Ray Frazier.
You made it. You're famous.
He's in the list.
Chop Sports famous.
He brings it up. It's the dunk contest as we move towards almost. I guess this is actually pretty good considering we're almost at All-Star break, right? So that kind of works.
Yeah.
It says the real dunk contest. The guys include.
It's embarrassing that LeBron's on this list.
Dominique Wilkins.
I'm a big LeBron guy. I know you fucking don't really fuck with LeBron.
I don't.
I'm a big LeBron guy, but get him the fuck off this list. He never even competed in a dunk contest.
This is going to ruin my credibility here, but ready? This list includes Dominique Wilkins, Kobe, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. Who's the guy in the middle?
Zach LaVine.
Okay, LaVine. I was like, am I that out of touch with the NBA? Like, I'm a big Knicks guy. All right, so has LaVine won it?
Yeah, and I feel like Aaron Gordon.
You know what? I did watch that one.
The most insane dunk contest in the history of the fucking dunk contest. And Aaron Gordon, I believe, had a better showing.
They went head to head, right? Yeah. I do remember that one. Okay. I dated my memory.
Unless I'm fucking with stone that day.
Maybe. Maybe. But here. LeBron to be in this list?
No, dude, because you got... Because
he's never done it.
Yeah, like there's guys that... Where's Jason Richardson?
Where's Spud Webb?
I think Jason Richardson arguably had one of the best, if not topped by subsequent dunk contest performances. But Jason Richardson's dunk contest, bro, Google that shit.
Yeah.
YouTube that shit.
You know what was also
I'll post it.
Nate Robinson. You know where Nate Robinson is? Ooh. Still on Dream Street.
He's getting scraped off the fucking campus.
He's still pretty in a sure. meme near you.
In a meme near you. Yeah, you can find Nate Robinson in fucking World.
But I'm sorry.
Star,
to me, I mean, being old school, you know, NBA guy myself, you know, more 90s and early 2000s, there's nobody that touches Vince Carter.
Yeah, Vince.
There's nobody.
If we're talking about, I think it was Rob Gato said this.
He's a big basketball guy.
In-game dunks, it's not even close, and I agree with him. I agreed on the thread. In-game dunks, it's not close, Vince Anity. Do you remember him fucking lighting the league on fire when he joined?
Wasn't he throwing it off the backboard himself and shit?
He was doing wild shit. And that dunk contest was epic. Yes. The league needed it right then, too.
And the one that'll be instilled in my head forever is just the one he's hanging off the rim.
Like just that, the dunk that he did before that. Like, that was the iconic picture, but, like, that reverse windmill, shit was so smooth.
So,
and he's from UNC. Got to show some love to the Tar Heel Nation.
Do you have a college team? I don't even know.
I'm a UNC guy.
Are you? Okay.
Fuck Duke. Fuck Duke. Not Duke. Not Duke who brought this all together, but like the Duke Blue Devils and Coach K and fucking Kyrie all right, Irving, those all those.
I was going to say go Duke, but then like, you know, the only reason why I ever rooted for Duke is because I was like, if Duke wins today, Evan will get drunker. Or if they lose, he'll get drunkest. God. You know, it was like, there's a lot of Duke guys. Circa's a Duke guy. Trying to think Ryan Doherty. How do you say his last name? Doughty?
Yeah, well, fuck them.
He's either Duke guy or UNC because his other boy, Kenny, is...
Imagine that. He's like, dude, I'm not a Duke guy. I'm a fucking...
Right, but Kenny's the other way. So I know they battle on shit. But guys, again, this is a segment we're going to shoot every week. Keep the content coming. Good stuff. Stuff we could debate. Not what you're doing or eating for lunch. Bring the good shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think you guys did that. So again... Thank you to Body Bronze for sponsoring this segment, and I hope you guys enjoyed. And when we come back, we're going to be back on Monday with a brand new episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. So for Sturch and Gooch, we'll see you then.